The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy.
Yeah. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Dr. Maya Shunker, and I'm a scientist who studies human behavior. Many of us have experienced a moment in our lives that changes everything, that instantly divides our life into a before and an after. On my podcast, A Slight Change of Plans, I talk to people about navigating these moments. Their stories are full of candor and hard-won wisdom. And you'll hear from scientists who teach us how we can be more resilient in the face of change. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA. And I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. Todd Bowles tore down his old garage door in 2009, the year his mother died. Using the scrap wood, he created something new, a box shaped like a little red schoolhouse. He set it on a post in his yard in Hudson, Wisconsin, and included a door that opened to give access to the books he placed inside. His mother had been a school teacher, and this book box helped keep her legacy alive, he felt. Bull died on October 18th of 2018 at age 62 of pancreatic cancer, but not before some 75,000 little free library boxes had been created and the movement had spread worldwide. Today, the movement has over 138,000 boxes present in 112 countries and on all seven continents, including one in Antarctica at the South Pole. They can be found on people's lawns, in public parks, at New York City subway stops, and in a refugee camp in Uganda. People place books in them and take books away in an easy exchange. There are no memberships, no fines, and no expectations, except for a community's dedication to reading and sharing books. Bull told the Washington Post in 2013, "I put up my library and noticed my neighbors talking to it like it was a little puppy, and I realized there was some kind of magic about it." When he realized people loved the idea of small, free library boxes, he and a friend worked to extend the magic, building and giving away boxes. With national media attention in 2011, the movement grew exponentially, and Bull formed the nonprofit Little Free Library. He told the Minneapolis Star Tribune in 2011, "Oh, what we have found is that the neighborhood starts to feel like it's theirs." In today's polarized society, the boxes create a common space that people are comfortable with, he said. He felt the boxes also had a folk art appeal. Although there are lots of different blueprints and tutorials aimed at different skill levels available on the nonprofit's website, you can build and decorate a box however you'd like. Bowl himself was an erstwhile school teacher turned entrepreneur, concerned with the public good. Among his ventures was a company that arranged funding for nurses to come from overseas to fill a nursing shortage in the United States. Today, little free library boxes are located in hospitals in Ireland, prisons in Wisconsin, police stations in Los Angeles, outside school in Sudan, and on the Yamal Peninsula in Siberia, where reindeer herders live. The organization also launched Action Book Club, which encourages people to read and discuss books on timely topics and take part in service projects together, and the Read in Color Initiative, which encourages people to read and share books that amplify and celebrate diverse voices, and the Impact Library Program, which places little libraries in areas with little to no access to books, and Unbound, a digital event series. If you're interested in building a little free library or participating in the network in your area, go to littlefreelibrary.org to get started. There's a world map where you can see whether there's already a little library in your neighborhood, plus lots of resources for getting involved. They're not a sponsor. We just think they're cool. Today's episode is based on the article, How Todd Bowl Started the Little Free Library Movement on HowStuffWorks.com, written by Stell Simonton. Brainstuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang with assistance from Ramsey Young. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.